Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Shane Dawson is back again with the sports news.
Thanks, Sarah. Good morning again. Kelly Harrington will begin her bid for a 12th National Elite Championship title this weekend. The double Olympic champion boxer will take to the ring tomorrow afternoon. The action gets underway this evening at the National Stadium. Siobhan Madigan has the details.
In all, 75 boxers from 17 counties have entered the championship, which glove up from 6:30 on the South Circular Road this evening. Headlining and returning is Ireland's only back-to-back Olympic boxing champion, Kelly Harrington. She returns to competitive action for the first time since her Paris success all of 17 months ago. Kelly fought an exhibition bout in the capital just before Christmas and declared herself ready to challenge for a potential 12th domestic strap. The Castlereagh World Champion Aoife O'Rourke will also bid to add to her bulging collection of honours, as will world bronze medalists Gráinne Walsh and Patsy Joyce. He secured Ireland's first male medal at world level since 2017 in Liverpool in the autumn. Olympians Dana Moorhouse, Jenny Lahan, Michaela Walsh, Jude Gallagher, Dean Clancy and Jack Marley are also back bidding for further titles, as is Keelan Cassidy, who's hoping to make it 5 in a row, and big Martin McDonagh is chasing a hat-trick at Super Heavy.
Siobhan Madigan reporting there. All four Irish provinces are in European rugby action this weekend. Leinster host La Rochelle tomorrow evening at the Aviva Stadium, while Munster make the trip to France to take on Toulon on Sunday. Munster scrum half Craig Casey believes his side are in a good frame of mind despite the difficult run of form ahead of their Champions Cup clash.
I think mentally, like, we're in a good spot. Obviously, we're not down on each other or anything like that after the last two games. I think it's just about finding that kind of consistency within our prep and within our performance. I think we've probably alluded to that over the last few weeks. It's a big thing for us. We've had some really good halves of rugby, and then that next half has been inconsistent, and then we've had some really good games, and then the next game has been inconsistent. So it's probably about finding that consistency that we're on the same level every week going out there. We might not win every game, but you're always going out there with the same mindset and the same kind of energy.
Now, Shane Byrne joins us to preview the weekend's action. Shane, we heard Craig Casey mention that Munster are seeking consistency instead of a one-off big performance. They certainly need a big showing at Toulon. What response are you expecting to see from Munster, and will it be enough to come away with a win?
Yeah, Toulon are still one of the heavyweights. They take the European Cup seriously, so that's a challenge in itself. They're fifth in the league. Things aren't going exactly the way they'd wanted to go in recent times, but yeah, I think it's all in Munster's hands. Munster, as we know, have probably the best record of any of the Irish provinces of heading to France and creating a great result, and that is exactly what they need. The last time they won the URC, it came from a big win. It started off in Europe, a big win down in France, and this is exactly what they need. They have to improve their defence right across the board, and it's good to hear that the camaraderie is still there. There's no one on themselves, but yeah, be under no illusion, big challenge this weekend, but Munster have shown in previous years that they can still do it.
That one kicks off at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Meanwhile, half five tomorrow, Leinster, who are banging form, host La Rochelle. What threats will Ronan O'Gara's side bring to the Aviva, and will Leinster have enough to overturn them?
Well, there's two. The threats coming from him usually comes in one name. The big man, Will Skelton, is back for them and for La Rochelle, and that's their main threat. Their physicality is absolutely through the roof, and everything builds around the physicality that he brings to the team, which adds to the challenge for Leinster. Leinster, for me, are doing the reverse of what they've done for the last decade or so. Normally, they're cruising at this stage in the pool stages of European and all rugby that they play, but they've been coughing and spluttering a bit, but winning ugly, getting together, starting to get their season together, and I'm hoping and I predict that that continues. Leinster to win that game.
Just very briefly, Shane, looking at the Challenge Cup action, Ulster going well in the URC, played the Cheetahs in Amsterdam at 3:15 on Sunday. Well, at 1 o'clock, Connacht are away to Montpellier. Given the difficulties Connacht have had to contend with of late, is this a welcome distraction or an added headache for Stuart Lancaster?
Well, for Stuart, I think, unfortunately, he's going to be in a scenario he's not very used to, is that the squad depth just isn't quite there yet. It's going to take a couple of seasons to pull that together for Connacht, and I think they're going to suffer from that this week. I think it's a challenge just a little bit too far ahead of where they need to be. And as for Ulster, yes, one of the main things that they have is they have to get consistency. As Munster are seeking for, Ulster have to just play one good game after another. If they do that, they should win in Amsterdam.
Okay, great stuff. Shane Byrne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Arsenal missed the chance to move 8 points clear at the top of the English Premier League after a frustrating nil-all draw at home to Liverpool. The league leaders enjoyed the best of the first half despite Conor Bradley hitting the crossbar for Liverpool. The hosts spent much of the second period penned in by the side they are bidding to dethrone as champions. Dublin defeated Wexford 2-17-1-11 in the Welsh Cup quarter-final clash held in Eulart last night and will play Westmead in the semi-final on Sunday. Leash progressed to the Welsh Shield last four after a 3-14-2-12 success against Carlow and Stradbally. In the Conor McGurk Cup quarterfinals, Downbeat Louth 3-14-1-13, and will meet Derry in the last four, while Donegal and Tyrone drew 1-13 apiece, with Donegal progressing 4-3 on penalties to play Ulster University in the other semi-final. In the Fitzgibbon Cup, MTU Cork stunned local rivals UCC 126-116, and University of Galway defeated UCD 320-170. Finally, there's domestic racing today at both Dundalk and Naas, with the first of the races off at Naas just before 12:45.
Shane, thank you. 8:42.